and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
"Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas."
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Yeah. here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear. 1121 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1 standby.
1220 roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't. Thanks for... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
I never wanted to be different. against you. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Most Wanted Music.
Maybe, baby, you're the one.
style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
X marks the spot on the map where the treasure was found. A glint of brilliance where we all started to dig underground. We got bad descent from down there, like we were from on Mars. But everything became so clear once I got all four bars. And now we're coming full circle. Crash landing, 1980. Time travel through the creepy crawl. The big crux of intensity. Keep me alive. What I saw with my own eyes, everything started shifting gears. I listened to the true sounds of adolescence and had no fear. Just an alley cat looking for some skank in the danger zone. If I had one more minute, man, this is the last thing I wanna hear. And now I come full circle. Crash landing, 1980. Time travel through the creepy crawl. The big crux of intensity.
God shall not tend that this a river. Your feet is off your feet, it shall enter this a river.
Stay tuned, because Stairway to Stardom is next with Frank Massey.
On the Stairway to Stardom, you'll see tomorrow starts today. On the Stairway to Stardom, we're here to brighten up your day. We've got singers and dancers and actors performing for you. But there's more, so much more, and it's all right here for you. On the Stairway to Stardom, we'll entertain with Sal in his style. On the Stairway to Stardom, we've got the other shows beat by a mile. On the Stairway to Stardom, on the Stairway to Stardom.
December is a holy day. We've made it into a commercial decorated holiday. A genuine Christmas would avoid the sin against God and His holy child. The meaning of Christmas is almost lost in a degenerate world gone wild. Jesus wouldn't have wanted it that way. He lived with the poor and the needy. He taught them to use their high power while the big shots stay ignorant and greedy. He called them liars and hypocrites, murderers for their evil ways. But human nature has not reformed. It's still much the same these days. Santa Claus is mainly a legend and intrudes on Jesus' birthday. It's the 6th and not the 25th. It's Santa who got us this way. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of Saint Nicholas, the Dutch legendary priest for children, said to have driven over rooftops in a sleigh drawn by reindeers, dropping toys down chimneys for children. It is shown in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, that the wise men brought gifts only unto him. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our commercialized gift-giving is a sin. So let's give Jesus back his birthday. This time, let's set the record straight. Let Santa Claus have his children, but no adults. We all should remember Jesus' birthday. For Jesus healed the sick and afflicted, and he gave us his precious teachings too. Yet he was mangled, abused, then crucified. I live by his teachings in gratitude, won't you?
This is Maurice Tanney, 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
All right, Ted.
30.
I'm doing
so good. 30 days in a hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
30 days in a hole. 30 days in a hole.
Lord,
I'm listening. Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man.
That's it.
She called old Green, talking about red Lebanese. A dirty room and a silver coke spoon. Give me my release, come on. Black Nap, please. It's not your
Get your long hair cut. Cut out your wings.
All right, Ted.
30.
I'm doing it.
30 days in the hole.
Yeah. That's
nice. 30 days in the hole. 30 days in the hole.
Lord, I'm missing.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. That's it.
Yeah,
right.
She called Gold Green, talking about red Lebanese. A dirty room and a silver coat spoon. Give me my release, come on. Black Napalese, got your weak in your knees.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Alone, 'cause I have to go.